Christians are watchful as Palestine receives a UN victory. Egypt's draft constitution sets off a fresh round of clashes. And let me ask you something. What are you doing this week? Want to make an eternal difference? We'll tell you how you can on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Last week's UN vote that recognized Palestine as a sovereign state continues to send shockwaves around the world. The vote also has experts wondering what's next. Middle East expert with E3 Partners Tom Doyle is suspicious.
To have this status, even though they're not an official member, would give them the opportunity to prosecute Israel and claim that they have committed war crimes against them. Now, on the other hand, Israel could do the same thing.
Israel's surrounded by radical elements. Doyle says it's no wonder Israel is nervous. However, God's still at work in the region.
We're getting more and more stories of Muslims that are open to Jesus. And I think the real peace project is what Jesus does in people's hearts.
E3 is organizing a prayer effort called 838. The goal is to encourage Christians to set their alarms at 838 each evening to pray for Christians in the Middle East, keeping in mind Romans 8:38. Go to missionnetworknews.org for additional details. Next, Islamists in Egypt hurriedly passed a draft constitution that heavily favors Sharia law. At the same time, President Mohamed Morsi granted himself near absolute power. With fewer voices being heard, people are screaming in protest. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says it's against this backdrop that the new Coptic Pope, Anba Tawadros, takes up leadership there.
They hope that he will be a voice that says Christians have a place in Egyptian society. Christians deserve the freedom to worship without fear for their lives.
Christians weren't even present for the draft vote, so the voice of the church seems critical. Nettleton says they may have to choose another way to be heard.
They can be an incredible witness for Christ because the ability to forgive, the ability to love those who are persecuting us, there is not a human explanation for that. It can only be the supernatural explanation that God and the Holy Spirit have empowered us to be able to live that way.
Will you stand with them? Find out how at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Do you know where the world's largest, fastest emerging economies are? The BRIC nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and China. Jonathan Shibley, president of Global Advance, says,
we've been praying and looking at the BRIC nations and saying, you know what, we need to have a kingdom strategy as well, not just by the world standards of investing, but how can we invest into what God is doing in those countries?
Shibley says there's hope for these nations, especially through young people.
So that opens up tremendous opportunities for the gospel as the younger generation looks for new and better ways to live. And they're searching for truth, they're searching for answers.
Let me ask you to keep the work of Global Advance in your prayers.
Pray that God will just use us to continue to be a light, encouragement, to equip and train the leaders of the church in these nations.
Meanwhile, believers in France are seeing small steps toward justice for victims of human trafficking. Operation Mobilization says one victim's request for asylum was rejected by a national court. But an OM worker kept fighting for justice, and as a result, the woman got to appear in court a second time. You can share God's love with victims of trafficking in person. Just find the details at missionnetworknews.org. And reading your Bible is one thing, but living out your faith is completely another. Southern Baptist missionaries worldwide are obeying God and living like Jesus would, no matter what the cost. This week, the International Mission Board is asking you to pray for them. Each day, you can read about and pray for missionaries in the Middle East, Asia, Africa, or South America. You can also support their efforts through the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. Learn more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keith and Kristen Getty's Christmas CD, which is called Joy in Irish Christmas, is waiting for you. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Now, when you help Mission Network News with your gift of any amount, you'll be giving a voice to the voiceless all over the world and get this cool CD too. Help create new memories for you this season. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.